Well, I'm sitting in the hotel room in Seal Beach, which is just a short way away from Long Beach. I'm pleased to say that we survived the car Mageddon that is Los Angeles. Really stressful riding over the last 2 days, in and out of Los Angeles. Although we only did very short distances because we knew it would just be stop start and very chaotic. Getting in was okay up until just past Santa Monica, and then we had to go along Wiltshire Boulevard, which was just horrendous, and that's where we had our row. And on the way out, we had to go about 15 miles through the sort of southern part of Los Angeles, which was really quite scummy and just, as you imagine, sprawling on and on and on, very low rise, kind of very little aesthetic quality to the street design. But then we did get a sort of highlight, which was after about 50 miles, you come onto the Los Angeles River cycle route, which is a 50-mile cycle route. We only joined it for the last 15 or so, which took us all the way down to Long Beach on an off-road cycle route, which was fantastic. And it was a sunny evening, and there were loads of people going backwards and forwards on it, running, jogging, walking their dogs. And we hooked up with a racing cyclist for a part of the way, and we're talking to him. And then that took us into Long Beach, and again we followed the cycle path all around the Sea Esplanade in Long Beach, past where the Queen Mary cruise liner is moored as a permanent hotel now, and where the Spruce Goose flying wooden aeroplane created by Howard Hughes is also located. And then the cycle route goes along the beach on this concrete platform over the sand, which was fantastic, and the sun was setting and it was really quite lovely. And then we had a little bit of on-road cycling in the dark, which was a bit scary, over a 12-lane highway, but not on a 12-lane highway, I'm pleased to say. That brought us to the Ayers Hotel in Seal Beach, which is where we are. And it's a bit sad, really, because we've only got one real long day of cycling left, which is today, and that's only 80 miles, and that'll take us just north of San Diego to somewhere called Solana Beach. So we're staying there tonight, and then tomorrow we're going to ride into San Diego to our warm showers hosts and leave our bags there, and then ride down to the Mexican border and see if they'll let us cross, so we can just kind of say we have ridden from the Canadian border and over to the Mexican border and over. So we'll see. But then we have a day just to get ourselves together and pack up our bits and pack the bikes away, and then it's back to the UK. So our cycling odyssey is coming towards its conclusion, but it has been a fantastic trip, and I'm looking forward to that kind of momentous moment when we feel we've done it. So fingers crossed, not too many, or not any punctures, hopefully, and a fair wind behind us, and we'll be in San Diego and the Mexican border before we know it.